Darrell, we're talking a little bit about what we're seeing in the world wheat market, and even at Crop Production Show, lots of talk about a tightening supply situation, particularly for higher-end, higher-quality wheat. Are you getting an indication we're going to see markets drive higher here?
I think this past week's price action was particularly interesting, Ray, as we were sitting in a roughly 25-30 cent trading range with the $4 mark on the nearby March Minneapolis spring wheat contract being the high this past fall. And we've reached that high again, and it looks to me, Ray, that we're going to trade at and through that level.
Any fundamental reasons pushing this up?
Well, the same reasons, I guess, that I'm sure that the trade is well aware of here. We did have a smaller stock of quality-grade wheats in the Kansas City hard red and Minneapolis spring wheat markets. And we've got some weather concerns. The southern plains continue to be dry. There doesn't seem to be any let-up in that issue. Some discussion that possibly the Ukraine and Russia may have encountered some significant winter kill in their crop area.
Darrell, with all these factors and talking about an increasing world market, we still have yet to see the wheat board respond to this. Is there any reasoning there?
Potentially they may just be cautious, you know. Of course, weather markets are notorious for disappointing if conditions should improve, so maybe that's maybe the reason right now, Ray, why they haven't adjusted their pros higher.
For producers, there's already indication of anywhere from a 10 to 15% increase in seeded acres this year for spring wheat. Do you think this will back up those figures, Darrell?
I would tend to agree that the spring wheat acres will increase this year. Of course, we've got very low canola values, which compete for that acreage. So yes, that would probably be a fair assessment, Ray.
Darrell, for producers with wheat at this point, what's the strategy right now?
Well, at the present time, I would imagine most wheat producers are open with respect to inventory to the upside, so that's probably a comfortable position to be in. I believe the wheat board will be coming out with their cash contracting programs in the month of February, so we'll take a look at those when they become available. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.